Hey, greetings, friends. My name is Andy Steele-Smith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. Friends, I think most of you will agree with me that the world seems to be going mad. Wars of atrocity with mass unchecked casualties across the Middle East and Eastern Europe. Partisanship and right-wing nationalism across many parts of the world. A growing gap between the rich and the poor in many countries. And just for a change on this one, not just in South Africa. And a global generation who seems to have short memories. Only a year or two ago, under the threat and fear of COVID, much of the world's prayer seemed to be simply, Lord, spare us and allow us to come through this deep global health challenge unscathed. And in that season, we saw acts of kindness, respect, and genuine concern for our fellow mankind, the likes of which the world probably hasn't seen on a widespread basis, such as this, since the end of the Second World War. Sadly, today, much of the world seems to have quickly pivoted post-pandemic to how can I enrich myself and the me, me, me focus that was there and self-evident pre-pandemic. Humankind seems to have woefully short memories. So with all that said, I'm so thankful to have just had the Easter weekend to reset, reframe, and recalibrate. And of course, Easter is the greatest reminder of all that this world is temporary, and that Jesus died not for the extenuation of this life, but for the gift of eternal life and a deeply purpose-filled life at that. For me, this post-Easter week is a great week to take stock, to be encouraged, and to be reminded of the good things that God is still up to in the world today. One of my many favorite scriptures is Isaiah 43:18-20. It says, "Stop dwelling on the past. Don't even remember these former things. I'm doing something brand new, something unheard of. Even now it sprouts and grows and matures. Don't you perceive it? I'll make a way in the wilderness and open up flowing streams in the desert. Wild beasts, jackals, and owls will glorify me, for I supply streams of water in the desert and rivers in the wilderness to satisfy the thirst of my people, my chosen ones, so that you, whom I have shaped and formed for myself, will proclaim my praise." One of my dear friends, mentors, and spiritual fathers is a wonderfully prophetic man, Pastor Fergus McIntyre. I remember well, 15 or more years ago, Ferg telling me that he believes that the prophetic is simply speaking into existence that which you believe that God wants to come to pass. So with that definition in mind, my prayer this week is that this wonderful passage may be a living prophetic proclamation of what lies ahead for us as the Big C Church, the global body of believers. This passage deep dives into the release of the Jews out of captivity, and importantly beyond that, to the salvation of mankind in Jesus' death and resurrection, just as we've celebrated this past week. It starts with a warning or a rebuke to stop focusing on the past, but more so to the Jews, to not be limited by the past, but rather, as it says in verse 19, that they should look forward to greater things that God has done for them, even than in the days of old. This is a reminder that the things of old would not just be repeated, but rather be bettered. As I've said, in this crazy season that the world is in, this is a particularly relevant exhortation to look forward, not back, and to look forward with expectation, and one that is not limited by past glories, past ways of doing life, and past habits. There's a great saying, and one that I believe is incredibly accurate, and that is that in anything in life, if we are not moving forward, then we're actually moving backwards. So just as we shouldn't be focusing on things getting back to normal, once God willing this current season of global craziness subsides, nor should we focus on the past as a reference point, but rather we should be looking forward to a greater future, encompassing God's new blessings and all of the lessons of this season that we've just passed. Just as this passage encouraged the Jews to not be surprised by new mercies and the way being made in the wilderness, nor should we be surprised by God's provision and new grace that we pray comes ahead of this crazy season. And just as God saw the Jews safely to the promised land, so too will he bring us out of the challenges of this current season. So friends, dream and believe with me just for a minute. Do you not yet perceive it? One of the great reminders of this scripture is that we are not created for our own enjoyment and fulfillment, but rather we were created to love, to walk intimately with, and to praise God. So, are we praising God with just our lips, or are we actively giving ourselves up to his service? The more we praise God, the greater the fulfillment of the purpose and destiny of our lives becomes. Not because of what we get, You see, we already got everything and then some on the cross, but rather because our purpose is fulfilled by the praise that we have the privilege of simply giving to our God. Amen.